This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. A Colorado jury awarded $205 million to the family of a six-year-old girl who died after she fell from a ride at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park 4 years ago. Here's the family's attorney, Dan Kaplis.
Enormously important to them because this has been their mission since they buried their daughter, was to just try to protect other people. And the amusement park had never admitted fault, had denied fault. So their mission was to, you know, try to protect others.
The jury allocated fault to both the theme park's parent company and the company that designed the ride. A park spokesperson says if the verdict remains as is, hundreds of local jobs are at risk. Community health centers in Colorado are urging Congress to renew their federal funding.
Colorado Community Health Network serves more than 850,000 people at its clinics. That's about 1 in 7 Coloradans. But its funding needs to be reauthorized and appropriated by Congress by September 30th. More than $100 million is at risk. Here's CEO Ross Brooks.
If they don't reauthorize the fund, that's going to mean significant issues for the funding of community health centers and the care that they're able to provide to patients statewide.
Brooks says the funding is critical, making up about 10% of its annual revenue. He says without it, there could be layoffs and some clinics might even be forced to close. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Record-breaking sales of fine art at this year's Colorado State Fair totaled nearly $15,000. Officials say it surpassed the previous record of more than $9,000 set just a couple of years ago. It will be sunny across the Front Range today, highs near the 80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.